On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU cross country team will open up the season this weekend, travel to the Viking Invitational in Valley City this weekend, and then host the Jack Pine Classic on Saturday. Allison Hogan, one of the few seniors on this year's team with us. How's this team different this year, just in dynamics and makeup than last year?
It is different without Christy because she was like a leader on the team, but I think it's made all the other girls realize they have to step up, like some of the younger girls or even some of the older girls. So
it's not always a bad thing, is it?
No, it's been good.
Any of the younger members of this team step up that maybe surprised you of how vocal they are now?
It wouldn't be so much. I don't say we step up vocal. I've seen it with ability-wise. They've come out of there. They've stepped it up ability-wise. So that's cool to see.
You personally, what goals have you set for the year?
I really just want to improve my times from last year or maintain. I was happy with my times for the most part last year, so a little improvement would be nice.
How different is it from one week to the next, one course to the next?
It really just depends. I know some weeks you're more sore, depending on the workout. And then, like, for cross-country meets this weekend, we only have a 4K. And then next weekend, we have a 6K, but then it goes back to a 5K. So that's always mentally different.
When you go in, especially being a senior, I'm guessing you know most of the courses that you'll be on. You know what to expect. Does it make it any easier the longer you've been at this?
Yes, for the most part. I mean, there are a couple courses that we haven't seen, but, like, for Jamestown, I always get excited because I always enjoy that course, so it's nice to remember it from year to year.
If you had to design the course to suit you, what kind of a course would it be?
Probably one. I do enjoy it if they do like two loops and kind of flat, but some hills. I guess Jamestown has one big hill, and it's a tough course, but I enjoy it.
Up or down?
Oh, I don't know. I guess, honestly, up's probably easier than down. It doesn't hurt as bad.
As long as it's just a shallow incline up?
Yeah. Yeah.
As you look at the rest of the team, like I mentioned, just a couple of seniors. For one, how close of friends are you with them?
Well, the one girl that's out back, I'm in her wedding, so I'm a pretty good friend with her. But otherwise, we all get along. I think we all kind of try to do our own thing, too, so we don't spend a ton of time together. But
does the team kind of forget once practice starts that you're coach's daughter?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I think they realize it, but it never seems to really bother them.
I know my parents were both teachers, and I know that my parents were harder on me than they were on any of the other kids in the class. Is he harder on you in practice?
I wouldn't say so, no. If anything, he kind of just lets me. I don't know. I think he tries. He knows I'll get what's done. I think if it was a team sport, like where playing time was an issue, it would be different. But
you're the only member of the team from Bemidji, so I know that you stayed here this summer. How much work did you get in the summer?
For like the last, I ran with a high school friend, so that was nice. I've done better other years, but I think it was nice to get a little bit of a break, too.
I actually saw you at a whole bunch of Bemidji Mudcat amateur baseball games this summer. Baseball something you just like, or you just like being outside at night?
Yeah, I have a boyfriend who played on the team.
That would explain why you were there then.
Yep.
Good luck this weekend and enjoy the season.
Thanks.
For more information on the BSU cross country team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.